الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فعن المعرور رحمه الله تعالى قال: لقيت أبا ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه بالربذة وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه حلة، فسألته عن ذلك فقال: إني سابقت رجلا فعيرته بأمه، فقال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا أبا ذر، أعيرته بأمه؟ إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية، إخوانكم خولكم، جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم، فمن كان أخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل، وليلبسه مما يلبس، ولا تكلفوهم ما يغلبهم، فإن كلفتموهم فأعينوهم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. معرور رحمه الله تعالى، معرور ابن سويد الأسدي الكوفي، a very reliable tabi'i in the science of hadith. He narrates this hadith. And Ma'rur ibn Suwaid rahimahullah ta'ala has benefited from the likes of Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a long life. He lived till the age of 120. He passed away at the age of 120. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, khayrun nas man tala umuruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. From amongst the people, the best is that person whose life is long and whose amal is good. So a long life with good amal is a sign of goodness. Because you have a person whose amal are good, but life is short. So amal are good, life is short, he will not be able to accumulate much for his akhirat. And you have another person who is more unfortunate than this first one, whose life is short but his amal are good. The second person is whose life is long but amal are evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a lengthy life so that he would be able to accumulate much for his akhirat. But rather than accumulating reward for the akhirat, he engaged in evil deeds and he became deserving of a very severe punishment in the hereafter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from amongst the people, the very bad people are those who are given a long life but who carry out evil deeds. And the best from the people are those who are blessed with a long life. Long life. And they do good and accumulate much reward so that they are able to benefit in the everlasting bliss of Jannah. So Marwan ibn Suwaid al-Asadi al-Kufi rahimahullahu ta'ala was a tabi'i, and he was from amongst the thiqa tabi'in. He was from amongst the thiqat, very very reliable as far as the narration of the hadith is concerned. And from amongst his students is Imam Amash rahimahullahu ta'ala, a very great muhaddis. And he passed away at the age of 120. Abu Hatim rahimahullahu ta'ala says that I met Marwan ibn Suwaid al-Asadi al-Kufi when he was 120 years old, just before passing away. And he said that not a single hair of his had turned white, turned grey. His beard, his eyebrows, his head was all black. Marwan ibn Suwaid rahimahullahu ta'ala says, Laqitu Aba Dharrin. He says that I met Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Dharr is the kunya. And Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu is from amongst the very great and eminent companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam. After accepting Islam, he returned again to his place of residence. And he engaged in da'wah work, calling people towards Islam, calling people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he migrated to Medina Munawwara after the Battle of Khandaq. Due to his circumstances, he was unable to migrate before that. So he could not participate in the Battle of Badr or Battle of Uhud or Battle of Khandaq. And after the Battle of Khandaq, until the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherever he went. And he was a very respectable personality. All Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam are blessed with good qualities by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain were blessed with good qualities by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a certain individual was blessed more in a particular characteristic, a particular virtue more than the others. Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with two very special virtues. very special characteristics. One is truthfulness. So every Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was 100% truthful. Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was 101% truthful. No Sahabi radiyallahu anhu fell short of being truthful. Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu was extra careful. He would be very precise even in those matters which did not matter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَذَلَّتِ الْخَضَرَى وَلَا أَقَلَّتِ الْغَبَرَى أَصْدَقَ مِنْ أَبِي ذَرْ رضي الله تعالى عنه. The heavens, the skies did not give shade, and the earth did not give refuge and place to anyone who was more truthful than Abu Zar. That means under the roof of the sky and on the surface of this earth, Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the most truthful. So this was one characteristic, truthfulness. And the second characteristic was zuhd, abstinence. Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu had reached the peak of abstinence, the peak of zuhd. So much so that from amongst the Sahaba he is known as the Zahidul Ummah, the Zahid of this Ummah. And in regard to accumulating wealth, his opinion was different from all the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmai. It was his ijtihad. It was his view in light of the Quran and the Ahadith. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmai'in differed on many issues. But the differences were based on Quran and Ahadith. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi differs in many things from Imam Shafi rahimahullahu ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahimahullahu ta'ala differs in many masail from Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala. All four had reached the status of ijtihad. They were able to derive masail, laws to guide the ummah from the Quran and Ahadith. So everything they said was based on Quran and Ahadith. All the four a'imma, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, they were mujtahideen. Whatever they said was based on Quran and Ahadith, or based on principles derived from Quran and Ahadith. So they remained within the boundaries of Quran and Ahadith, but they differed. And it is regarding such differences of opinion based on the Quran and Ahadith that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اختلاف أمتي رحمة. The differences in my ummah is rahmah, it is mercy. Even the Sahaba differed. So all the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain were on one side in regard to accumulating wealth. And Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu was on the other side. It was his opinion based on Quran and Ahadith. And he had reached the status of being a mujtahid. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, who was from amongst the senior ulama from the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain, very well known for his ilm. He used to say, Abu Dharrin wi'a'un muli'a ilman. He used to say, Abu Zar is a utensil Abu Zar is a utensil filled with ilm. And the status of Ibn Masud radiyallahu anhu is well known amongst the Ummah, especially the academic circles. He was one of the greatest ulama from amongst the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain. A very great muhaddis, a very great faqih. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullahu ta'ala, a very great muhaddis, he says that Kana Abu Dharrin Yuwazi Ibn Mas'udin fil ilm. As far as academic status is concerned, Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu was equal to Ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So his opinion in regard to accumulating wealth was that a person can only hold that amount in his possession which is sufficient for him during the next 24 hours. And whatever is above that sum should be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. If a person did not spend that amount which was more than what the person needs during his 24 hours, it is like withholding zakat. He will be sinful. He will be like withholding zakat. The opinion of the other Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, which is followed by the whole Ummah, is that if zakah becomes obligatory upon a person and he takes out zakah, then the remaining wealth is halal and it can remain in his possession for as long as he wishes to keep it. Is not haram. But the position of Abu Zar radiyallahu anhu was that a person can only keep in his possession what is sufficient for him and his dependents, those people whom he is responsible for. Anything above that cannot be withheld. It should be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should go out of one's possession. Then what happens tomorrow? Tomorrow is a new day. Zahidul Ummat. This was his zuhd. And when he migrated to Madina Munawwara, he became one of the khuddam of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu would either be serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or spending his time in al-Masjidun Nabawi. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of love for him. Because ilm was there, amal was there, and ilm of a very high caliber, amal of a very high caliber. And despite all the tests and trials, he practically remained on this principle as far as wealth was concerned until he breathed his last. Imagine the sacrifices that he must have had to go through. Because sometimes when you don't have a steady income, a regular income, you are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with say 500 pounds, 1000 pounds, and you need 50 pounds to survive for the next 24 hours with your dependents, and you spend 950 pounds, and you don't know what's going to happen the day after. It's not easy. But he remained very steadfast because he believed it. And he used to deduce this view of his from the verse of the glorious Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. It is an academic discussion which I do not desire to delve in at this stage. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu was very much beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was very much beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith, أُمِرْتُ بِحُبِّ أَرْبَعَةٍ. I have been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love four people. Allah has ordered me to love four people. وَأَخْبَرَنِيَ اللَّهُ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed me أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّهُمْ, that he also loves these four people. And who are these four people? Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Miqdad ibn Aswad radiallahu anhu, and Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha says, one day Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu served our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he went into the Masjid Nabawi. And after a while, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came out of his quarters. And he also went into Masjid Nabawi, and he saw Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu lying on the floor of Masjid Nabawi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went close to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam touched him with his foot. And Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, upon seeing our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, got up out of respect, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down next to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are sleeping here? So he said, this is my abode. Where else can I sleep? This is my place of abode. Where else can I sleep? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Zar, what will be your condition when people will drive you out of Medina Munawwara? The behavior of the people, the circumstances will force you to leave Medina Munawwara. What will be your condition? So he said, if that comes to pass, and it will now because you are saying so, I will migrate from Medina Munawwara to Sham. Sham. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Dhar, what will be your condition when people drive you out of Sham? So he said, I will return to Medina Munawwara again. What will be your condition when people drive you out of Medina Munawwara? So he said that I will draw my sword from its sheath, and I will continue to fight with people until I am martyred. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ala adulluka ala khairin min dhalik? Shall I not guide you to that which is better than this? So he said, why not, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that my guidance is that you do what they tell you to do. If they tell you to leave Medina Munawwara, then you leave Medina Munawwara, you do what they tell you to do, as long as it is something remaining within the limits of Sharia. You do what they tell you to do until you meet me in the hereafter. Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu migrated from Medina Munawwara to Sham. He returned again to Medina Munawwara. He did not feel comfortable, because many people did not feel comfortable with him because of this view of his. And he did not fear anybody. Amr bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. Teaching people good, preventing them from evil, was his nature. So he would scold people, he would lament people.
So again the circumstances forced him to leave Madina Munawwara. And he made mashwara with Usman Ghani radiyallahu anhu, who was the caliph at the time. And Usman radiyallahu anhu said, it is better that you migrate from here and go to Madina to Rabada. Rabada. Because Rabada is out of Madina Munawwara. Population is very less. It's a small village. So you will not experience any inconvenience from people, and people will not experience any inconvenience from you. And you will be very near from Madina Munawwara. So whenever you feel like visiting Madina Munawwara, you will be able to visit Madina Munawwara also. Marud ibn Suwaid al-Asadi al-Kufi rahimahullah ta'ala met Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu in Rabada. He says, Laqitu Aba Dharrin bir Rabadati. I met Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu in Ar-Rabada. See, during the last stages of Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, he met. And Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was migrating from Madina Munawwara for the last time to Ar-Rabada, and residing in Ar-Rabada and passing away in Ar-Rabada was also a prophecy of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Zar radiyallahu anhu could not join our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the journey towards Tabuk. And he remained behind. A day passed, 2 days passed, a few days passed. And he lost hope in acquiring a means of conveyance. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu packed his bags and he started walking towards Tabuk. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had already reached Tabuk when he saw somebody coming. So he asked, who is this? No, the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, somebody is coming. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kun Aba Dharrin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it must be Abu Zar. So people waited for a while. They looked very carefully. And as he drew near, they realized it was Abu Zar. So they said, yes, it is Abu Zar. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Dharrin yamshi wahdahu. Abu Zar is walking on his own alone. Wayamutu wahdahu. And he will die on his own. Wayub'asu wahdahu. And he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah on his own. So Rabaza was a very, very small place. Maybe a few homes, maybe only one home of Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. So when his final moments arrived, Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu instructed his wife to slaughter a camel. With the aid of instruct somebody to do that for her. Slaughter a camel and cook food for a group of people. So she said, you are in your final moments and you are ordering me to slaughter a camel and to cook food for a large group of people. So he said, yes, do as you are told. But she still had a question mark. You are in your final moments. You are on your own. I am the only person serving you. And you want me to make all these arrangements? So he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to me that, O Abu Zar, you will die whilst you are alone. Meaning not many people will be around you. You will die whilst you are alone. And after your death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a group of people who will be traveling. and they will pass by that locality where you will be residing. And they will perform your Salatul Janazah and they will bury you. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu says, I am 100% sure that this will happen because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. So as soon as I die, and as soon as I am bathed, and as soon as I am prepared for my burial, or even before that, a group consisting of a large number will pass by. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should be hospitable to your guests. So start cooking food for them. Allahu Akbar. Look at the qualities of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. He passed away. And moments after he passed away, Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes by that locality with a large number of people. And when Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu is informed that Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has passed away, and when his gaze fell on the body of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu started weeping. And he said, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. He said, Abu Dharrin yamshi wahdahu wa yamutu wahdahu. Abu Zar is walking alone. He will die alone as well. He will die in loneliness. And Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu performed his Salatul Janazah with all the Sahaba and the Tabi'in who were with him. And they buried Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu in Rabada. This great Sahabi of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Marur ibn Suwaid rahimahullahu ta'ala says, I met Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu in Rabada. Wa alayhi hullatun, and his condition was that on his body was a suit. In those days, people wore either a trouser, according to the fashion of that time, izar, shalwar, or a lungi, just a sheet, like we do in ihram. And people would cover the top part of the body with another cloth. And this was the suit. So Marur rahimahullah ta'ala says that I saw Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu. I met him in Ar-Rabada and I saw upon his body that he was wearing a suit. وَعَلَى غُلَامِهِ حُلَّةٌ. And his slave was also wearing a suit. So both of them were equal. They were wearing the same suit. فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. So I questioned him regarding this. That why is it that both of you are wearing the same suit? And in reply to that, Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu narrated an incident, which has many lessons. And inshallah we will continue with this hadith next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with the love of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majmain, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alihi wa alihi wa sallam, the pious personalities and the awliya of the ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to inculcate their good characteristics, their good habits in our lives also, so that we can also become like them, beneficial for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also pleasing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.